His aunt's rental burned to the ground.
All your stuff was in the house.
Yes.
She collected on an insurance policy for the contents of the house, some $65,000.
But why did only she cash in?
She had told me to let the insurance company know that I was just visiting. In Florida, if it's a rental property, then you only get 10%.
They weren't renting my house.
I have the rental agreement you had with him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Albert Thompson is suing his aunt, Teresa Terry, for property damage due to a house fire.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, this is case number 308 on the calendar in the matter of Thompson versus Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Thompson, how old are you, sir?
21.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a personal assistant.
For whom?
For Cannabis University of Florida.
You work full-time?
Yes.
When did you get that job?
3 weeks ago. I just moved to Florida.
Just a second. Just a couple of months. Before that, what did you do?
I worked at Sam's Club Wholesale.
Where?
In Indianapolis.
For how long?
2 years.
And where did you live when you were in Indianapolis?
I had my apartment.
Why did you move from Indianapolis to Florida?
I just wanted to just get up and leave, just move, just something different.
And how did you move from Indianapolis to Florida?
My truck.
You put all your stuff in it?
Yes, I have photos.
Okay. Now, when you moved from Indianapolis to Florida.
Yes.
You moved into the defendant's house.
Yes.
She wasn't living in her house.
No.
Your son was?
Yes.
And his girlfriend?
And grandkids, yes.
His girlfriend, and they have children together.
She has one and he has three.
With her?
No.
So they had four all together in this,
yes,
blended non-family.
Right.
Great.
Five.
They have one together?
No.
He had four kids. Two of them stayed at the house permanently and the other two came on every other weekend.
Who were the four?
He has three that was staying there in the house. And then
how
he
many
has
children does he have all together?
Six.
Nice. And you knew the son?
Yes, he's my uncle.
So as you're moving from Indianapolis to Florida, I gather you contacted the son and asked if you could stay there for a while.
No.
Tell me how that happened.
I was discussing with the defendant prior, like a month prior.
You mean this lady?
Yes.
And you knew her how?
She's my aunt.
Okay. So you asked your aunt if you could stay at her house?
Yes.
And what did she say to you?
She said that the tenants that were staying there, my uncle and my aunt, hasn't paid rent for 4 months. And if I was to go down there, it would be a great thing because I would be able to pay part of the rent and help them out and get the bills caught back up.
Is that the conversation you had?
No.
Had your son paid you rent?
They had been paying some, but not all of it.
Okay, so he's not far off. Did you offer to let him stay in the house if he paid you rent?
No, to pay bills, help with the bills, is what I said, not rent.
Did he give you money?
No.
Ever?
Never.
Did you give her money?
No.
Never?
Never.
But you moved, according to you, you moved in?
Yes.
Why would you move in if you didn't give her money? Because you just told me she told you that you had to pay some rent.
Yeah, we had an agreement. It was $300, all utilities included.
Fine.
And I told her when I was coming down there that I was going to pay it, and she was just like, don't worry about it. I have it here. Don't worry about it. When you get down there, get a job and get on your feet and stuff and then start paying rent. So my rent wasn't due until June 2nd.
And when did you move in?
June 30 was due. I moved in May 2nd, so exactly a month.
And you have that in writing from her?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. Okay, so you said to him the rent is $300 a month. It includes you can do your laundry there and the food is between you and them. So it was $300 a month rent, right?
Right.
Okay. Now you moved in May.
Yes.
And you deposited your stuff there.
Yes.
And you went out of town.
Yes.
When?
June 2nd. So exactly a month.
For what?
I had to pick up my friend from South Carolina. He was getting out of the military, and me and him was going to drive back to Indiana and drop him off.
In whose car?
My truck. Oh, no, at the time, I didn't want to take my truck. I took a rental car.
Why didn't you take your truck?
Because it was too many miles. I had just came from Indiana, and I was taking trips from Palm Bay to Tampa back and forth. So
what?
just to visit. My aunt lives out there, my other family.
So you left on June 2nd. Did you send your rent to your aunt, the $300 that you owed on June 3rd?
No. I talked to her on my way there. I told her that I was going to pay it when I got there because we had an agreement that I was supposed to deposit it into the bank account. But I let her know that I was going to be there in Indiana, and she said just to give it to her when I got to Indiana.
Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Fine. So you got to Indiana when?
I would say like the 7th or the 8th. There were some problems on the road, so it took us a little bit longer to get there. And I was going to call her when I got there, but around that time, that's when she sent me a text message and asked me, did LaKeisha pay for the rent, which was the other tenants that was staying there? And I said, I don't know. I'm not there.
LaKeisha is the girlfriend?
The girlfriend, yes.
Okay. So when was there a fire in the house?
June 8th.
Is that right?
No.
When was the fire?
June the 6th.
I have the fire report.
It was at midnight, but early morning the 7th, June the 7th.
I have the police report and the fire report if you like that.
Just a second. Oh, so the house was completely destroyed?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The house was completely destroyed by fire. This is what the case is about.
Yes.
All your stuff was in the house?
Yes.
I don't think that the defendant can deny that your stuff was in the house. And she collected on an insurance policy for the contents of the house some $65,000. According to you, you asked her to put in, when she put in for the insurance, that you were a renter in the house and put in for your items that were in the house.
Yes.
That you had moved with. She didn't do that. She collected the insurance and didn't give you anything for the items that were lost in the house.
Yes.
Did you have renter's insurance?
No.
Why not?
Because I had just moved there. And I just didn't think about it.
So?
That's just something I just didn't look into right away.
Why do you think you're entitled to any of the insurance money that she collected?
Because the Florida law states that she can't go to self-use to put the tenants out of their house. She has to go through an eviction process. And she shut the utilities off with us being in the house without
eviction. You weren't home.
Yes.
According to you, had $5,000 worth of stuff that you had in your room in the house, Mr. Thompson.
No.
Right? Well, you're suing for $5,000.
Yes. But that's not all my money.
Well, may not be.
Yeah.
But that's what you're suing for.
Yes.
Did you have renter's insurance in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Well, then you knew that you were moving to a new place, and you know that you should have had renter's insurance.
Yes.
So what do you want from her?
She shut the utilities off.
I don't know that, sir.
I have proof.
Just a second. You weren't there.
Yeah, but I have it in writing where she shut the utilities off.
Just a second. Were the utilities on when you were there?
Yes, they was.
I'm not interested. Shutting the utilities off, sir, does not cause the house to burn down.
Yes.
But No, it does not. Because I read your complaint, and your complaint said somebody was using candles in the house, and the candles caused the fire, and therefore it's her fault because they weren't paying for any of the utilities. She shut them off, and therefore she should give you money for your items that were lost.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you should have had renter's insurance.
Yes, I realize that, but then also she collected on an insurance check, and she didn't get...
Only if you can establish to me that she collected on any of your stuff. If she collected on any of your stuff, then you certainly would be entitled to that.
I don't have that. All we had was a phone conversation with the insurance company, and that was it. Because
what do you mean all you had was a conversation with the insurance company?
Because she had spoke with me and told me to let the insurance company know that I was just visiting, because if I was there, then she was only going to get 10% of the personal property that was in the house because it was declared as a rental property. In Florida, if it's a rental property, then you only get 10%. And she told me to speak with the insurance company.
And if it's not a rental property?
She gets full personal property because it consists of her living in the house. But she hasn't been there since Easter of last year.
Now I understand. Is that right?
No.
Did you file a form with your insurance company indicating that you resided in that property?
They knew.
Don't tell me what they knew. That's not what I asked you. I said, did you fill out a form with the insurance company indicating that you resided there and he was a visitor in the house?
I do live there.
No, listen to me.
Your Honor, she hasn't been there since
Easter. Listen to me. None of this stuff suggests that you live there. When your son and his four children, the girlfriend, her child, and you rent him a room and they're paying you rent, and I have something here that says the mortgage is $800 and they were paying $800, but they're not paying anything now. So if you pay three and they pay five, that'll cover the mortgage. That means that you weren't living there.
Your Honor,
I'm going to repeat my question to you, Miss Terry. Did you fill out a form when you put in for insurance that indicated you resided in that house and Mr. Thompson was a visitor?
No.
You did not?
I did not fill out that form.
Your Honor, she has not been there since April of Easter.
I would like to see the form.
Of what?
That she filled out. You said you had that.
I just had the conversation that I spoke with the insurance company.
Oh, well, just give me the name of your insurance carrier. I'll call them. They'll get the money back. They'll get the money back from you, all $65,000 that you got. If you indicated that you were living there and you defrauded the insurance company, they're going to come after you for the money. Listen to me.
Okay.
I guarantee it. So I'm going to ask you the question again before I get on the phone with your insurance company.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
She just hit the gas. The wheel popped up off. When she came back, the bike was crashed.
Is that what happened?
I've been a racer for 4 years. I hold Rookie of the Year titles, everything.
You know how to ride a motorcycle. Want to tell me what happened?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Albert Thompson says his aunt, Teresa Terry, owes for his belongings that were destroyed during a fire in her home.
Did you fill out a form that said he was a visitor in the home?
No, I did not.
Did you fill out a form that said you lived there in the house?
When I bought the house, I filled out the insurance company papers that I was living there there.
Listen, don't play with me. When you put in a claim for the fire.
Yes.
It says you're the owner of the house. Where do you reside? What did you say on the form? It's very easy. Either we could do this painfully or painlessly. Do you understand, Miss Terry?
Yes, I do.
Well, then just let's have it.
Okay, this is what happened. I left to go to Indiana to take care of my going.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Your Honor, she has not been there since Easter.
I don't care.
Okay.
What he's saying is, and he sounds like a pretty smart young man, actually. My sense of this case when I read the complaint and answer was all wrong.
Okay.
Because I've completely done a 180. Is he correct that if it's a rental property, you get 10% of its value as opposed to full value? That's easy for me to find out from your insurance company. Is that correct?
They weren't renting my house.
I didn't ask you that question.
Okay.
The question I asked you was, is the plaintiff correct that in Florida you only get a percentage of the value of the contents of the property if it's a rental property as opposed to full value?
That's true.
Well, then, there would be an incentive for you to get full value and say, he's not renting.
Right.
But he was renting because I have the rental agreement you had with him. Right here. He was a renter. You said rent $300 a month for you. They're going to pay $500. That'll be $800. That'll cover the mortgage. That's rent. And you get it. I mean, you can sit there and smile smugly at me. But I'm telling you, I know what you did. You know what you did. So you should have been smart enough if you were going to scam the insurance company to give him what he wanted for his property. Because he was a renter. He was a renter. And the reason you got all that money is because you told them that you lived there, that it was not a rental property.
I was just visiting at the time, and she hasn't been there since Easter of last year.
Are you not losing?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
You think that I believe that you said, I'll let you drive it, but we agree that if anything happens to the bike, you're going to be responsible. You think that I believe that?
We even shook
on. Nobody believes it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Albert Thompson says his aunt, Teresa Terry, owes for his belongings that were destroyed during a fire in her home.
Now, what did you have in the house?
I have a picture.
I'd like to see it. They may come after you yet.
Okay.
And the photo of me with the clothes, that was the truck on the way to
Florida. All right, these are sandals. I don't care. What is this? Are these the...
That's the clothes and stuff that I had. And then that picture of the truck is all my clothes that I had. That's all I brought with me was my clothes and my bed.
Okay. Anything else? Good. Judging for the plaintiff and the amount of $5,000. That's all. Thank you. Yes.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
He was only supposed to be visiting there.
No, we had a lease.
He was not supposed to be staying there or paying me rent.
$300 a month, all utilities included.
He hasn't talked to me since the fire.
I thought it was the right thing to do because she sat there and got an insurance check.
Then he turns around and tries to get me for $5,000.
And she didn't pay me for what I offered.
And I don't have the money.
Don't deal with them.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of White versus Patterson, step forward.
25-year-old Michael White is suing his former friend, Amber Patterson, for borrowing his motorcycle and crashing it.
Mr. White, this is what I gather your case is about. You and the defendant live in the same apartment building. You became friends. You both like to ride motorcycles. You had a motorcycle. And according to you, the defendant wanted to ride your motorcycle. You had no problem with that. And according to her, you got on the back of the motorcycle when she was driving. Is that what happened?
Yes, Your Honor.
No.
It was just a second. And the motorcycle, when she took off, crashed. And you want her to be responsible to fix it.
Yes, but that's not what happened.
Well, why don't you tell me your version of what happened?
Well, I asked her if she wanted to go for a ride. We went for a short ride. And when we got back, she asked me if she could ride the bike. I told her no. She started begging me. She kept on begging. I kept telling her no. And then finally I was like, yeah, okay, you can take it around the parking lot. And she jumped on it. And I mean, as soon as she got on it, she just hit the gas. The wheel popped up off. She took off, went down the street. When she came back, the bike was crashed.
Is that what happened?
No, Your Honor.
Want to tell me what happened?
July 5th, around 9 o'clock in the evening, I was having a gathering at my house. Mr. White was there. A couple of friends of mine were getting out of control, and I told him I wanted to get outside the house, just blow off some steam, cool down. At that time, he said, you want to go for a ride on the bike? I said, yes. Can I drive? He said, yes. He got on the back, because I assume he didn't trust me, and
no.
We started driving.
That's not what happened.
Are you speaking out?
Sorry, Your Honor.
I've been a racer for 4 years. I race with the MRA. I hold Rookie of the Year titles, everything.
You know how to ride a motorcycle.
Correct.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have given you permission to drive it.
Yes,
which he did. Under either scenario, he gave you permission to drive it. Under his version, we don't know what happened because you say when she left, she went down the street, she took off fast, and came back, and the bike was crashed.
Well,
that's what you just told me a minute ago.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to JudgeJudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, that's your version of what you told me.
Right, but I could hear the bike going all the way down the street until she crashed.
What I'm telling you is that's the version that you told me. She had your permission.
She had my permission to go around the parking lot, not to go out on the street and drive in 60, 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
And not only that, before she got on the bike, we agreed that if anything were to happen, that she would pay for it in total.
Do you think that I believe that, Mr. White? That you're at a party and you go out for a ride with her, and when she finishes begging you if she could please take your bike out for a ride, then you have a discussion with this, you're a single guy, right? You're a single gal, right?
I'm married now, Your Honor.
But you were single then?
Correct.
Right. You think that I believe that after she begged you, you said, all right, I'll let you drive it, but we agree that if anything happens to the bike, you're going to be responsible. Do you think that I believe that?
We even shook
on... Nobody believes it.
We even shook
She's
on...
not responsible for your bike.
Well, I have a text message
She's. I don't care if you have a text message. I don't care if you have it up on 42nd Street in Times Square. She's not responsible. Have insurance. You gave her permission to drive the bike. She had an accident. That's what insurance is for.
Right, but I didn't give her permission to be driving it
Goodbye.
Like crazy.
Goodbye. Adios. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I get direct deposit, they take it directly out.
Was her bank or landlord snooping?
Miss Elaine was monitoring my activity with my bank.
Invasion of privacy.
Yes, ma'am.
Next Judge Judy.
I I was coming upon an unexpected turn.
She just took off.
I ended up crashing it, went into the curb.
Oh, I could hear it all the way down.
And I picked it up. It was completely my fault.
It wasn't the same as it was when it left.
There was extensive damage. It wasn't able to ride back.
Total.
It's not yours, don't ride it.